We're extremely happy on the World Cafe to be joined today by a man who's been at it for a little while. Dr. Ralph Stanley has joined us. He's in the midst of, I think, a 20-city tour with the cast of the folks from Down from the Mountain, that film, and, of course, they're the people who got together the amazingly successful soundtrack to the film, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. Dr. Stanley, welcome. Good to have you here.
Very glad to be here with you.
You know, I was reading up, and I read an interview you had a few years back when Saturday Night, Sunday Morning came out, and you were talking about, I think the interview asked you, you had a pretty successful career. You're sort of at the top of bluegrass music, and if you had any wishes, and you said your wish was to maybe spread the music further to a wider audience. Here we are a couple years down the line.
Yeah, I always wanted to, and I think now I have just about got my wish.
It's just a remarkably giddy time for fans of old-timey music and for bluegrass music, and tell me a little bit about how this whole concert tour has been going. That must be exciting.
This makes our fifth night out of 20 shows we're going to, and it has been great. We've been sold out everywhere that we've been, and it's just been a wonderful. Couldn't have been better, and I understand that after tonight we'll have 15 more, and I understand they're all sold out.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, of course, it's nothing unusual for you. You play at least three or four nights a week all year long, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I certainly do.
With the Clinch Mountain Boys.
Yeah.
I want to maybe take people back and get a little understanding of Stanley Brothers' music going all the way back. You and your brother, Carter, formed the band back in 1946. Talk a little bit about, I'd love to know where you grew up, what it was like down in Dickinson County, and what your family life was back there. Where did you all live?
Well, that was, Dickinson County down in Virginia is where we were born and raised, and that's way, way back in the sticks, I call it. It's near the Kentucky line, West Virginia, Tennessee. It's right in a area there, three or four states. I'd say I can be in either state in 30 or 40 minutes. And, of course, we were raised on a little, very small farm. We really didn't make a living by farming, because we always made a garden, and my mother, she mostly done that. My dad was a log and sawmill man, and we were just two little boys that grew up, and when we heard, about 1936, our dad bought an old battery a radio. We didn't have any power or anything like that. And we heard some of the old-timers, the Carter family and people like that. And we both decided right then that's what we would like to do, if possible. And we just kept on, and we finally got us a banjo and a guitar and played around home and so forth, and here I am.
Now, I understand your mother was a musician. She had the banjo?
Well, she played the banjo some. I call it the clawhammer style, the old-time style.
Right, right.
But she just played for her own amusement, and she never did play. Maybe she played a few square dances back in her young
right.
days.
Huh. Well, now, Carter was older than you, and he was a guy who, in the Stanley Brothers, he always sang lead. You always sang the tenor part.
Right.
And now, your son sings
My son,
lead.
I'm real proud of him, Ralph II. He's 23 years old and does my lead singing, and he's coming along fine. He's recorded about three CDs of his own, of course, with me and the Clinch Mountain Boys are helping him. And me helping him sing, plus one of the other fellas, John Rigsby, in the group, sings a good tenor, and he sings some with him.
Now, when you were starting out, it was in the late 40s on into the 50s, was really a great time when bluegrass and what we'd talk about in country music was almost indistinguishable. It was one and the same, and then something happened in the mid-1950s in Sun Records and rockabilly started coming in and bluegrass had a period where it was tougher. Was it tough on you guys?
Well, when I first started back in the 40s, and you're talking about the 50s there when the rock and roll hit, our music was called old time. A lot of people call it hillbilly music. I call it mountain music, American music, old time country music. course, the first bluegrass festival, was in 1965, mm-hmm. and that's when they got together and the name bluegrass started. So I like to refer my music to old-time mountain music or American music, you know. In other words, the way I sing and the stuff I do has never been done before. And I have arranged that just the way I feel and sounds like nobody.
I often refer to music as soul music in a way.
Right, that's it.
There's a lot of soul in what you do.
Mm-hmm.
For a time, you and Carter recorded for Mercury Records, and I just read something I thought was pretty interesting, and that Bill Monroe was your A&R guy, the guy from the record company. What was that relationship like?
You mean Bill Monroe?
Yeah.
Well, no, he wasn't the A&R man for Mercury.
Oh, okay.
But he used to be on Columbia Records.
Right.
And we signed for Columbia Records, and Bill left and went to Decca.
Oh, okay. Well, how did you come to do his song, Blue Moon of Kentucky?
Well, you know, Elvis Presley did that, and Bill wanted us to do it. He asked us to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He said he wanted to experiment that way, so he wanted us to see what it would sound like and what it would do.
Did he know that Elvis was cutting that too?
Well, Elvis cut it first.
Oh, okay.
That's the reason, you know, Elvis did so well with it. He wanted to see what maybe someone else could do.
Now, this is the verse I'm going to play is from Mercury, and a lot of the people I'm reading consider this to be the best recordings of you and your brother. How do you feel about it?
I feel the same way. I don't think we ever sounded better than we did with Mercury.
That's Blue Moon of Kentucky, the version from the Stanley Brothers. My guest today on the cafe is Ralph Stanley, who is currently enjoying deserved, wonderful success throughout the country as the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Down from the Mountain tour tours around. And we have a chance to talk with him about the music of the Stanley Brothers and the Clinch Mountain Boys. You know, on the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Soundtrack, of course, one of the standout tracks is your a cappella version of Oh Death. When did you first hear that song? Where does that song come from?
I've helped record that song twice, but it was a different style. It was done trio and used music with it.
Mm-hmm.
And T-Bone Burnett, you know, the producer of the soundtrack, he didn't want it that way. He wanted to do a different style. There's an old gentleman years way before me, Doc Boggs. He just used a banjo and clucked along on the banjo and sung it. Well, that was sort of the sound that T-Bone was looking for. Well, I took my banjo and worked it up and done it that style. And he okayed it, but I said, well, I'd like to sing it my way and see what you think. So I laid the five string down and sung it a cappella the way that I put it on there. And the first verse, he said, fine, that's it.
Wow. Is that how you do it in the concert?
That's how I do it all the time now in the concert and everywhere I go.
Well, here it is. This is from the soundtrack of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Ralph Stanley.
Oh, death. Oh, death. Won't you spare me over till another year? Well, what is this that I can't see with thy cold hands taking hold of me? Well, I am death, none can excel. I'll open the door to heaven or hell. Oh, death, someone would pray, could you wait to call me another day?
Oh, death, the chilling version of that song from Ralph Stanley that is on the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Soundtrack. you've always been the tenor singer, and you've always had this incredible knack of harmony. We talked about singing with your brother and now singing with your son. You've also lately been doing a lot of collaborating. Do you think the fact that you've always been the harmony singer makes that something that's more attractive to
you?
Well,
it could be. You know, I am doing a lot of lead singing now.
Yeah.
And I've just finished a CD for, you might be familiar with
it. I was going to ask about this. I didn't know if it was a secret.
With a lot of old-time songs. We really really go back way before my time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's altogether different, and I do lead singing on all of that.
Mm. And you're working with T-Bone Burnett?
T-Bone Burnett and the Cone Brothers have organized their own label, but I think this will be released maybe on Columbia.
Oh, boy. One of the songs that's, I understand, a highlight of the live show is also a highlight of the soundtrack is your song Angel Band. And I thought we'd play the version going back with the Stanley Brothers version of that.
Right, that's the version that was on the movie.
Same one. And this is a great song. Do you remember recording this first time around?
I certainly do, 1954.
This is Angel Band.
My latest sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumph has begun.
Angel Band, there's one you know from the soundtrack and also on a really nice collection of classic Mercury recordings of the Stanley Brothers. 150 albums, do you have them all lined up at home? Do you?
You know, I think it's up to around 185 now. No, I doubt if I have all of them.
Wow.
But have most of them. What I don't have, I probably have on CD. You know, a lot of them have been released on CD later on.
We talked a little bit about some of the collaboration albums that you made during the 90s, starting with Saturday Night, Sunday Morning, with the Gospel album and the Saturday Night album, and then Clinch Mountain Country and the Sweethearts album, which you're nominated for a Grammy this year for. One of the most talked about duets by him and by everybody else is the one with Mr. Dylan, the one with Bob Dylan on Lonesome River.
I really enjoyed singing with Bob Dylan. You're right, that it is most talked about on that's the Clinch Mountain Country.
Right.
You know, Saturday Night and Sunday Morning, I was nominated for a Grammy for that, and Clinch Mountain Country, I was nominated for a Grammy for that. And now the Sweethearts, but I've never been fortunate enough to win.
I think you got a good chance this year, Ralph.
Well, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
But what I'm really hoping for this year now, you know, I was nominated for the Best Country Performance.
Vocal Performance.
And that's the one I'd like to get.
I think the whole place is going to stand on their seats if you get that.
Well,
I think everybody's going to be.
That's, of course, I'll be satisfied with anything, but I would certainly like to win that.
That would just be fantastic and well deserved too. Well, I thought we would go all the way back to that Clinch Mountain Country, which is just such a great disc, and play the Bob Dylan. Have you heard Bob's new album? I think he got something out of listening to your music over the years. He's heading more in that direction nowadays.
Yeah, I understand that he does several of the songs that we have did. I think he does Rank Stranger and several of the songs.
Well, this is the version of Lonesome River from Bob Dylan and our guest today, Ralph Stanley, Clinch Mountain Boys.
I sit here alone on the banks of the river. The lonesome wind blows and the water runs high. I can hear a voice calling out there in the darkness. But I sit here alone, too lonesome to cry. For the water rolls high on the river at midnight. I
Lonesome River from Bob Dylan. We're talking with Dr. Ralph Stanley today. We've mentioned that if you get a chance to watch the Grammys, you very well may see this man stand up at least once and accept for a number of things, including the fact that the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack is up for Soundtrack of the Year and Album of the Year, which is just fantastic. Dr. Stanley, thanks for talking with us. We really, I'm looking forward to this new project. Any hints of the material on here?
Well, it's just some of the old-time songs that people did maybe 70 years ago or something, wow. just to know, you know.
Well, we'll go out with the Ralph and the Clinch Mountain Boys version of Man of Constant Sorrow. Now, how many times have you recorded this one?
First time I recorded that was for Columbia Records in 1948. And in 1954, we did this same version, that arrangement that you hear on Old Brother for Mercury in 1954.
And this version is a little different. It's the one that you sing with Keith Whitley, I believe, on the with the Clinch Mountain Boys.
I'd say it is, yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.